energy works almost like the influence of a powerful magician upon his audience. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example of a magician who once came to a king. He came together with two of his sons and his wife, this magician. And he asked the king, "What shall I do for you?" The king said, "Please make things disappear." So the magician said, "Okay, go to your horses and see if they are still there." And when the king went to where all his wonderful horses were standing, the barn was empty. Then the magician said, "Look where all your jewels are." And he went to his treasury and he saw it was empty. The king didn't really know what to do with this. It took a different turn than he expected. So the queen said, "Bravo!" They maybe had a kind of angry relationship that day. And she gave a necklace to one of the boys. Then they all saw how the second boy became angry, took his sword and beheaded his brother, and then took a knife and killed himself. The magician, the magic show became horrible. Then the magician, this is what everyone saw, sat down. All of a sudden the fire came from his level, and in a few minutes he was a heap of ashes. He was really courageous. Where would his jewels be in his horses? The wife of the magician went home. I just wanted to have some entertainment in my kingdom. But now my jewels and my horses are gone. And a terrible disaster happened right before my eyes. I mean, two people killed themselves, and then the father just burned himself right in the court of this kingdom. I wish I would have never invited this magician. So he wrote a letter to the wife of the magician. My dragi, my dear wife of the magician. Please, I want my horses back and my jewels. And I certainly want that your husband is well and that your sons live. So, a letter came back a few days later. It was written by the magician. My dear king, if you are pleased with our magical performance, please give us so and so much gold coins. And King just was, what's going on now? Now he's living or what? So he went with all his people to where the magician lived, and he saw that the whole family was alive and well, living at their comfortable house near the river. This is a story from Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It makes a very interesting point. The people were totally bewildered by the show of the magician. They could not look through the workings of that magical show. In the same way, we conditioned souls are totally bewildered by Maya's influence. It is very difficult for us to understand how Maya works. The first work Maya does is she creates a knot in our heart. And through this knot, the eternal soul is bound to a temporary body. And the second effect of the magical show of Maya is that we develop an endless amount of material desires. And these desires drag us not only in this life, but from body to body with great force. It is almost impossible for a conditioned soul to understand that he has nothing to do with those desires. It is almost impossible to understand that for the soul, conditioned soul, I wanted to say, that he is an eternal part of Krishna. And sometimes in that condition, let me say like this. In this condition now, we all come to Krishna consciousness. And we hear the eternal teachings of the Vedas. At this particular moment, a kind of dilemma happens. The dilemma is that our intellect becomes attracted to the eternal teachings of the Vedas. But we are really still conditioned. Isn't it? We know this. Here is the knowledge, and here we are. And our work now is to bring the both together. So that we can always act on the platform of transcendental knowledge. That is not very easy. Because we are still, to some part, bewildered by the magical show of Maya. Is this true? He could say this, isn't it? Yes. See, when you have a good magician, you will not be able to see his tricks, how he does his tricks. Not possible. Maya is a good musician, magician of Krishna. Okay, her tricks may be cheap. But you will not be able to look through it. She's Krishna's servant. Therefore, Krishna says in the Gita that Daivi Hesha Gunamayi Mama Maya, my Maya, he said. Mama Maya Durajaya. Mam Eva Yetabhajante Mayam Tam Tarantiti. It means this material energy is impossible to overcome. He calls it the divine energy. Daivi. It's divine. Maya is also divine. That's why it is so difficult to get out of Maya. So, how to solve this dilemma now? In our Vedic philosophy, knowledge has two forms of knowledge. One is called jnana, which is more like theoretical knowledge. The other is vijnana, that is realized knowledge. And if a devotee wants to come to the platform of vijnana, realized knowledge, he has to learn to act according to jnana or knowledge.
On mora naučiti da djeluje prema vijana, odnosno prema vijani, odnosno znanju.
He has to just do, in other words, activities which are prescribed in the scripture.
On jednostavno mora raditi one aktivnosti koje su opisane u spisima.
Or he has to act very enthusiastically for Krishna always.
Ili mora raditi vama entuzijastično za Krishna uvijek.
Yes. Then he can come to, out of this magical show.
Onda može izaći iz ovoga magičnog showa.
May duty him. What if we have doubts?
Šta ako imamo sumnje?
If we have no faith in the scriptures, or if we have a general faith in the scriptures, but not always faith in everything, after all, to act in spiritual life means deep conviction. Look at
Arjuna.
He had already some understanding of the Vedic
culture.
But when the test came, fight this battle of Kurukshetra, he sat down on his chariot and began to cry and had no inspiration. His mouth became dry. And he wanted to run into the Shumi. Then in the Shumi.
Ushumi, in.
In Shumi. Ushumi. Ushumi, yes. Shumi sounds so nice, why is it not so he never learned, I'm so frustrated. So Jesus wanted to leave this and run away from the battlefield when the test came. Because he had a doubt. He thought, if I follow this instruction of Krishna now, will I be happy? That was his doubt. I think we know this doubt. If I follow so, Krishna acknowledges that there is a doubt and he deals with it.
Krishna,
he deals with it. He says, the doubts which have come in your heart due to ignorance should be slain with the weapon of knowledge. Yeah. Therefore, so it is said, until you come to the liberated state of Krishna consciousness, doubts will come in your spiritual life. You have to fight with them. Now, there are different ways how to deal with doubt, and I want to speak today about this. First, there is the intellectual way. There is, you have to isolate your doubt. It's not always so easy. Because most of us are very expert in deceiving themselves. See, our mind always wants to make us better than we actually are. That's the constant function of mind. You are so great. This is constantly going on. It is a problem. We are deceiving ourselves. Then will we come to the stage where we say, okay, I'm a fallen soul. I have no attraction to religious principles. There is no sin which I have not done thousands of times. Yeah, in many lives. I'm drowning in the ocean of material life. And I can't even swim because my hands are bound by the chains of desire. When will we ever say, my dragi gospodine? I need your help. No, I'm not so bad. I mean, a little bit attracted to religious principles. And at least now I don't do any groovy sinful activities. And I'm quite intelligent. I can solve my dilemma. I just need to marry and then everything is all right. So we really have to learn how to be a little analytical and then find out the reason why we can't advance. And then, you know, put the doubt before the intelligence. Bring it out, in other words, and deal with it. I want to give you now a few classical doubts. Which came in my own life in Krishna consciousness. At one stage I just dealt with them and then they were over. Krishna consciousness is just like so many religions. There are thousands of different ideas about God. And He is most probably something totally different. So why should I follow this Indian village God? I just give my whole life to this. Isn't it Krishna consciousness very relative? This doubt came after 2 years. I was already initiated. I mean, it took some work to take it out, to bring it before my intelligence. Because my mind always said, nice people, good food. Interesting activities. It's all right here. It's better than anywhere else. At least for me. But I noticed that I couldn't really surrender. Put all my intelligence, words, and life into Krishna consciousness. It seemed something was holding me back. And later I found out it was this doubt. I couldn't accept in my mind that this is the absolute truth. I thought it's like so many religions. The way I found out is because one day I had a bad feeling that I didn't follow Jesus Christ any longer. He had died for me on the cross. So nice of him. Yeah. And now I'm just not doing anything for him. I've run away from my roots. Terrible. So now you all feel misty, misty, misty. And that's why after 2 years. What is with me, baby? I'm also full of doubts.
Sumnje na koji godine, možda sam ja počuo.
want to tell you the answer which I gave my mind. Because, first of all, I realized, come on, this is only your mind. You are not the mind. The mind just is afraid now to make the last, this is like the last, you know, scream of the mind. Before it has to finally surrender. And I told the mind, listen, your argument is wrong. Krishna is not a village god. But he is a Brahman. All-pervading energy. He is everything. Then, my dragi, he is a super soul within the heart. Who gives all the inspiration and knowledge. And he is the supreme lord who waits for our love as Krishna. He waits that we start our loving exchange with him in one of the five relationships. Then my mind said, because, see, the argument was, it is something limited.
Argument is limited.
Granitured, yes. It is something quite narrow. But now I have shown the mind, by the intellectual way, no, it is unlimited. So this was like that, and then I thought about Jesus. First thing I said to my mind is, Jesus would be happy to see me. Because I'm doing everything he wants and more. And more. In his teachings, the Krishna conscious devotee does everything he Jesus taught. But his teachings only cover a very limited sphere. He himself said he couldn't say everything because he was talking to fishermen and shepherds. Both were meat eaters. They can't really understand so much. Little groovy in the intelligence. So he himself said, I couldn't say everything. And I thought, tell about my tea, my dear mind. You're following everything he said and also what he did not say. You are the best Christ. Christian. And my mind said, the mind doesn't want to surrender. Don't think your mind will like to surrender. Only if you manage to purify the mind. Then it thinks of Krishna automatically, if it likes to listen to the holy name. Otherwise, it wants to keep you under the grip of illusion. The mind is constructed so that we cannot put Krishna, who is achintya, inconceivable to a material mind, into it. It is impossible to put Krishna into the material mind. So, when a devotee wants to overcome his doubts, he should not be shy, but deal with the doubt. He should bring it out. In Srila Prabhupada's way of teaching, therefore, he always asked at the end of the lecture for questions. And we also have in our temples also lecture. Those who give lectures, they also do the same. It's nothing wrong to have a doubt. That is only natural. But you will have to bring the doubt out. This is the point. Now, but there is not only the intellectual way. The mind can ask questions until the end of time. One day you might wake up and think, oh, is it really true that I'm an eternal soul? Maybe I am the body. Maybe this spiritual life doesn't make any sense. Science says so. Nrisimha Vapu is not more than all the universities of the world put together. He doesn't know more. He is saying we are the soul, but why should I believe him and disbelieve all the universities? Isn't it? This might be the question.
Зашто ја што би ја нјаво верува, не факултет има сила.
Он је рекао да смо ми душа, зашто би нјаво верува, а не факултет има, сим факултет има заедно.
И вот, нема професор?
Ником не
бил. Асистент професор је вас.
Бил је асистент.
So, see, the mind might go like this one day. You might wake up and think, I don't think I'm eternal. So difficult to imagine that before this life I had another life, and after this life I will again be in some new life form. So you can, in other words, what I wanted to say here is you can bring arguments and argument and argument, but the mind won't stop. The intellectual approach, in other words, shouldn't be the only approach. The ultimate solution for our existence is really if Krishna appears in our life. Then we know 100%. There is a verse spoken by a great devotee who tells you about security in Krishna consciousness.
ti koji govori kad na jednom velikom grupu bakte je govorio o sigurnosti u 16.
Krišnju. He says like this, my parents may call me a fool.
On kaže ovako, moji roditelji me mogu zvati budalom.
My brothers may say I'm too much an illusion.
Moja braća mogu reći ti si skroz iluzija.
The learned philosophers may say he is a no better.
Učeni filozofi mogu reći da oni znaju bolje.
Like he's so arrogant, huh? He always knows better.
A da on tako ono nadmen, da on zna bolje.
But my determination to serve the lotus feet of Krishna is unshakable.
Ali moja odlučnost da služim Krishna
ne. The devotee, in other words, even if the whole world turns against him, he is not impressed.
Zato je bhakta kad se cijeli svijet okrene protiv njega nije uopće impresiran.
Because he has made an a practical realization of Krishna.
Zato
što ima praktične realizacije Krišne. Like, imagine, if you would go to Scotland.
Recimo, zamislite, možete ići u Škotsku.
And see Loch Ness.
Loch Ness.
You know where that is, what that is? And you would see Nessie.
I možete
see
Nessie.
You
would
go like this. Then, you would go back to Split and say, I have seen
this.
And even if the whole Split and the people of Split say, there is no Nessie, you would say, I saw. And you would maybe even show your photo which you made. And they would say, no, no, you have just painted this photo. It's an illusory computer photo, you know. You can make a computer, all kinds of photos. But you know, no, no, I saw it and I made a photo. This is just an example how you are sure when you have a when you have seen something.
To je samo jedan primjer kako vi vjerujete ako stvarno vidite nešto.
Krishna himself, he speaks of this method, direct experience.
Sam Krishna govori o ovom metodi, odnosno direktnom iskustvu.
He says, now listen.
On kaže, sad slušaj.
How you can recognize me free from all doubts?
Kako me možeš prepoznati slobodan od svih sumnji?
By practicing yoga in full consciousness of me.
Praktizirajući jogu s punom svjesnošću u meni.
I want to make this point very clear. Prabhupada once had a disciple who always wrote questions, doubting questions, 20 in one letter.
Da vam ovo pojasnim, da vam reći kako je Prabhupada imao jednoga učenika koji uvijek pisao liste pitanja sve same sumnje.
And he answered them all.
I Prabhupada je sve odgovarao.
One day, however, he wrote an additional sentence.
Jednog dana je dodao jednu još rečenicu.
May I ask you if you are regularly chanting 16 rounds of beads?
Htio bih te pitati da li redovno mantraš se 16 krugova.
The tricks of the mind or influence of Maya will infiltrate if we do not follow the regulative principles.
Će utjecati na nas ako mi ne slijedimo regulativne principe.
And regularly chant the prescribed names without any offense.
I redovno mantramo predviđen broj imena bez uvreda.
Yes, this is important. So, in other words, it's not just enough to give answers to questions, answers to our mind. We have to do it, but it's not enough.
Da nije dovoljno da damo odgovor našem umu. To je dobro, ali nije dovoljno.
We will ultimately be free from doubts only if we lead
and fulfilled spiritual life.
A life in which Krishna appears. So this is important. Why are you shy about this? We have to say that we need a life in which Krishna appears. Tanya. You almost lost this sentence. The most important sentence that you have translated. Now you might ask yourself, okay, this I can accept. If I go today in my room, and all of a sudden Krishna is there. Then I believe in
him.
I want to see Krishna. I have heard it in the lecture. It's my good right. Today in my camera, in my room. When my parents are not at home. When my mother doesn't see him. Hare Krishna. There's nothing wrong with this, isn't it? Do you think Krishna will appear like this? When we practice the process of Krishna consciousness, we will have an experience of Krishna, even at home. It goes like this. I think I spoke about it. When you all have a very valuable little plant in your heart, the garden of your heart.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.